Today I am going to discuss two leading cases of case mat. Number one, Mohsa Mia versus Kader Baksh, AIR 1928 Privy Council, regarding delivery of possession of Hiba. And number two, Hidayatun versus Abdul Ghani, AIR 1976 Bombay High Court, regarding Musa of a property capable of division. So let's begin with the first one, Mohsa Mia. In Mohsa Mia versus Kader Baksh, the Privy Council was required to consider a case where it was alleged that a grandfather had made a gift of property to his grandsons, but had done nothing further to complete the gift. Not only was there no deed executed and no mutation effected, but it was proved that the grandfather had not relinquished but continued to manage the property till his death, without in any manner having indicated that he regarded himself as a trustee for his grandsons, or that he was in possession of the property on their behalf. The only question before Privy Council was whether the case fell within the exception which provided that a gift by a father or other guardian of a minor does not require a change of possession, and their decision was that it did not. It was held that it was a well-established principle of law that a gift in favor of minor by any person other than father or guardian of such minor must be accompanied with delivery of possession to the father or guardian of the minor. Thank you. Let's begin with the second case. In the case of Hidayatun versus Abdul Ghani, AIR 1976, Bombay, a Muslim man was survived by his sister, two widows, and a boy who had been brought up in the man's house since childhood. One of the widows and the sister executed a deed, gift deed, in favor of the boy of their share in the man's property. The gift deed also stated that possession had been delivered and the other widow had a separate share. Subsequently, the two donees and the boy filed a suit for declaration that the donee was the owner of the property, or partition alternatively. After the death of sister, that is during the lis pendens, her heirs claimed that the gift was void. Though no formal division of property had taken place, the court take cognizance of the fact that the tenants paid rent to the donee in accordance with the direction they had received regarding the gift. It was held that the gift was merely irregular and was perfected by the institution of suit for partition and separate possession. Thank you. This is the summary of two leading cases, Mohsa Mia Kader Baksh and Hidayatun versus Abdul Ghani. Thank you.